Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Come on, man.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr., and in the building with me, I got my beautiful co-host, Cam.
Beautiful?
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful inside and out, brother. I'm feeling good today.
I don't know how I feel about that description.
You're beautiful, you're handsome, you're lovely, you're a light to this world, brother.
I agree. This stop while you're ahead.
Which one? Not the handsome one, the other two?
We gotta think about it.
We got Emmanuel in the building.
Yo, man.
We did the questions last week and put those up, and I think people like that way. I
shot it, but I didn't see it.
Or did you hit record?
Yeah, shooting it.
But did you?
I don't know if that's
shooting. You hit record and then walked away.
But every once in a while, I come glance at it. That's what directors do, right?
You
tell everyone else.
You got on the phone and went outside.
But it was still recording, right? Still working. Oh my
God. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to break this down. Now it's recording. So recording isn't just filming, is sitting there shooting it, I thought.
So I got to sit there to be considered filming it. But yeah, if I press it and just walk away and do something, come back recording and check it, that ain't filming it?
No.
All right, I just shot it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one.
It's tough. It's like he did hit record. So I got to give him that credit. And he made sure it was in focus and everything. But then I seen them sporadically throughout. Like, if we shooting a movie and you just leave, technically you did shoot the movie, but you wasn't there recording it?
I don't know about that.
If he won an award, I'm getting a reward.
All right, so on football, Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Team needs the whatever amount of people. Was it 53 men on a roster?
Yeah, yeah.
And one guy, you know, as soon as you know the team's ready to go, they kick off the field, the kickoff.
Yeah,
and the guy gets injured immediately. Let's say you're the wide receiver.
Yeah,
you get injured on and you didn't even do nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're out the rest of the Super Bowl.
Cool.
Did you play in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, because I got hurt on the first play.
You did play in the Super Bowl.
Did you play, though?
Yeah, I got hurt on the first play.
Because a play counts as you did a play.
Even if you didn't tackle the guy.
It don't matter. I played in the Super Bowl.
You about to take off running, and you sprain your ankle off top. Like you just
because when they do a documentary on that team,
I look at it like this.
You're going to get a ring.
I look at it like this. It's like, you know,
you truly get credit for doing anything.
No.
Right.
You don't get any credit for doing anything.
Same thing with the director.
But you're just walking away, you're just erasing everything he did all season to get there. No. Wasn't that last game? It was his play that got them to the Super Bowl. He deserves his
rings.
Taking
it away from the analogies because, you know, you can't say, you know, the director all season's been putting in work. Like, he's just this one particular project, this project. You went, you pressed the button, and you just got injured. You weren't anymore.
No,
you
don't get credit for playing. I came back.
I was there more than one play. But you weren't really participating.
So he was there. He wasn't present.
He wasn't a participant in actually.
I was there more than one play.
I don't know if you were getting a reward.
I would.
I don't know if they would give you a reward.
How many questions you asked me before I press record?
Before you press record.
Yeah. I told you about the car.
But aren't they going to count the recording process?
I recorded it.
They're going to count the recording process, not the before.
Who pressed the button?
That's interesting. We should find out. We should see if they're going to get the reward.
It's like when in music, one person could just give a suggestion. They get credit.
Get producer's credit. But they...
DMX.
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about it.
There was two award shows he was supposed to show up.
Yeah.
The same one. MTV Music. I believe it was the Music Video Awards.
Mm-hmm.
VMAs?
I think it was the VMAs back in the day. They hired DMX to come perform.
Yep.
They promoted it using his name. He's going to be performing. So, you know.
Yeah.
But he ain't show up.
He ain't show up.
But they got people there. They replaced him. Does he? And then the second year... He said, you know, okay, I'm going to come back. I'm going to actually do it this time. He ain't show up.
He ain't show up. Yeah, yeah.
Does he get credit?
No.
No. He didn't show up. He didn't do nothing.
But they did use his name a little bit.
Yeah, but it was his
fault. Cam was there. He showed up.
I was there.
You showed up.
I did stuff.
He showed up. I give him that. I didn't show up. I just don't know if.
So you're not.
I don't know if the rewards. He might get an NAACP award.
Right.
Participation. I just don't know if he's gonna get a full Oscar.
Say that was a film and it was an Oscar. I'm getting an Oscar.
I don't think you're getting an
Oscar. Who was the director?
Not you. I know I wasn't.
So then what you mean?
We didn't have a director.
Yeah.
I pressed record.
You had a DP.
I'm a DP. I'm still going to get cinematography.
I don't know if you're going to get cinematography either.
I pressed record and focused it.
But here's the issue.
What more do you want me to do? For me to get a reward, are you saying after I focused it and pressed record, you will want me to do is just physically stand
be present
there.
Just in case you need
you
to shift things.
See how crazy that sounds?
No, I mean, this is part of the job. This is the job.
If I
just stood there,
yes.
All of a sudden I'm a hero.
Yes, yes.
Because I walked away.
You're present.
I get a zero.
Yes, you walked away. You weren't present in the moment. You weren't there
in
the moment.
So basically what you're saying to me is I'm like a test. I just put my name on it.
You put your...
You know, you used to get points, but just put your name on it.
Yeah, that's the fun.
You still get a zero.
First off, that's the most trash thing.
I get points.
You get points. He gonna get points. Yeah, because remember, teachers would be like, it's been times where people were like, go ahead.
It was one test.
Yeah.
My teacher did this, the test for reading. He even said, make sure y'all read the instructions. It said, just fill out your name and that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
And so many people
failed but me.
So many people failed.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what he did. He filled out his name. So he got points.
That's a test in like common sense and comprehension, I guess. Just read.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Here's the thing. If you want an Oscar, they can't look that up and not see my name there.
Yeah. You're going to be there. Yeah. You're going to be there. I just don't know
and
how.
Catapult that to more.
I just don't know how deserving you're gonna be. I don't know if when you do a documentary, I might be mad if you're on a documentary saying, "Yeah, I was there through this whole process."
Let me ask you this.
Okay,
if you had the chance to work with James Cameron, Christopher Nolan, they said they're gonna come set it up.
Iconic names.
It's gonna look amazing.
Yes.
They're gonna set it and then they're gonna walk away after they get you good.
Yeah.
Are you not gonna take that service?
No, no, I'm gonna take the service, but they didn't. But they didn't do. They didn't.
So
do
you
the
gonna
work.
Say that they didn't do nothing?
I would let them know.
They wouldn't get directors.
They would. Yeah. They would.
Then who will?
Nobody.
Nobody's directing.
If they just set it up.
Damn, I ain't never pressing record for you. No credit. I would say go.
I said you was a DP.
I personally would love to see somebody win for podcast questions an Academy Award.
I was gonna say also there won't be a video this week. So for those of you listening, if you're looking for the video this week, it is President's Day. I don't know what that means. I guess that is the day.
These people in Vegas.
Okay. Yes,
people,
President's
people
Day, and so they said
dead president.
They said the studio is closed, so I guess they celebrate.
It's a
president's
day that people
day.
Who have jobs are grateful for.
For sure, because everybody who has a job,
so
all
happy.
They talked about all weekend was, man, I'm so glad I don't have to go in Monday. Ooh. That's one of the best feelings.
You know who really feels good for the person that didn't remember.
Oh my God!
Like until that Friday. You know we're not coming in Monday.
It's just a relief.
Oh my God!
It's a relief. Like you, it's funny when you have a job, you don't forget a date.
No,
I'm talking about your calendar is locked in. It's right on your desk. You know they got the little mini calendars. It's right on your desk.
I gotta look at what date it is right now. It's February 17th.
When you have a job, you know all the days.
Yeah,
I thought
job,
it was March 2nd.
I know. Like when I stopped working, I forgot about every holiday. I was working, I knew every holiday.
When our white when Hannah go up to me and be like, you know, oh, we're gonna be closed next week. You know, I was like, what for?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
A white person. About Martin Luther King's Day, you're like, oh shit!
That's I knew right. National FUBU Day when I was working.
I think President's Day, if it's during Black History Month, it should just be Obama's Day.
Obama Day.
It's just Obama's Day. It's during Black History.
That means this would have been the
everybody starts smoking and playing basketball,
smoking and playing. Yo, you just go to the park, you see a bunch of barbecues, niggas is out smoking and playing.
And
ball.
Then white women calling police on them.
It's President's Day. You can't do that.
This
our day.
Dog.
But that's funny. But yeah, so we won't have a video this week, but we will have a video next week. As far as questions goes, I think if we can get everybody on there probably tomorrow, because I'm gonna try to do the questions portion tomorrow.
Who directing?
I guess whoever.
Because I'm not getting
you
credit.
DP.
No, I ain't doing nothing. I ain't getting credit.
I'll direct it, but that only means you'll get 5 more minutes of viewing time.
That's it. So yeah, we'll get everybody on there. But let's get into it. What happened this past week and what's going
so,
on?
So on every girl's second birthday, aka Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Oh man,
don't like that holiday.
I went to the movies.
Yep.
To see Photograph.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I talk about that as
some
this.
Sad news.
But
right now,
such a while I'm trying to get my tickets out of the thing, I don't know what was going on with my car. Mm-hmm. It was acting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But the person I was with went back to the car to grab something they forgot.
Yeah.
Thankfully, they did.
Yeah.
Because it set up something amazing. So when she gets back, we're about to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
I hear a voice that I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know this voice.
Okay.
I look up. It's Silk the Shocker.
No way.
Wait.
Silk the Shocker's
yes,
voice.
I did.
His voice. Not his rapping voice. His regular voice.
Yeah. You don't remember how big. I was a huge No Limit fan.
I was too.
When I was young, I had the charm.
Yeah.
It sounds exactly like his rapping
voice. Oh, it sounds like a rapping
voice. It's his voice. I know his voice.
Gotcha.
I've seen many interviews. I look up. I'm like, it's Silk. This the last place on earth I'm
in the movie theater
coming out. He's coming out where we're going in.
Yes,
like this is the lobby area. Like he obviously seen. I know he went to see Photograph.
For sure.
With his wife or whatever. But I was like, it's so. And we looked at each other, and I know I recognized him. It was he was so tall too.
Tall. Like,
and did he do any karate moves?
He did not.
I can't believe this nigga was doing.
I'm like, life is funny. Silk the Shocker.
Did he have on bootcut jeans?
I didn't look at his jeans.
If he would have had on a No Limit chain,
I was so just laughing in my head and couldn't wait to tell y'all.
Yeah,
this.
No. That
I was shocker. Like, Silk.
For y'all don't know, Silk the Shocker is one of Mike's favorite rappers.
That's what I thought.
And
I thought he was one of the worst rappers.
He's terrible. He's terrible. Like, you suck, bro.
Offbeat in a way that just was not attractive. Yeah,
he was offbeat in a way that would make him and Blueface would make a terrible album together.
Oh my god!
It would be called Off the Wall. Michael Jackson.
We wrote these lyrics first.
We wrote these lyrics first. So sorry about everything else. So Silk the Shocker was, you know, for the young ones listening, there was a group of rappers and entrepreneurs called No Limit, the No Limit Soldiers.
No Limit Soldiers.
Master P is the creator, founder, all of that,
the head of it.
Silk the Shocker was his brother, and C Murder as well. Silk the Shocker, when he came on, like Cam said, you knew who he was. He rapped like,
Nah, you're giving him too much flow.
I'm giving him too much flow. He was actually really, he was bad.
But he had one song.
It
Ain't My Fault. That go
hook
off.
Was so hard. But
the hook was so hard.
It Ain't My Fault.
Mystical came on and great.
Did I do that?
This nigga Mystical came on and said, I need my meat and potatoes. About nutritional facts, but yeah, Silk the Shocker they had movies and everything, but just rapping just wasn't his thing. I don't know if acting was his thing either. He was in I Got the Hook Up.
What was his thing was Master P being his brother. His main.
But you
don't know why he's so passionate about rapping.
Exactly.
It's 50 cents.
But do you think, so when you have a family member that is so close and doing something that's, you know, as iconic as what Master P was doing, is it wrong for you to at least want to try that? Because maybe rapping wasn't his thing and he was just like, my brother's doing it, I know I'm gonna get on.
Well, to be honest, you know, Master P wasn't the greatest rapper.
But
he was better than Silk the Shocker.
There are a lot of people that are better than Silk the Shocker. Yes. But I'm just trying to figure out, is it wrong for if you are that closer proximity to somebody doing something.
Well, you gotta look, like, a lot of times when you're the younger brother, at some point in your life you want to be like your older brother.
Yeah.
So you see not only your older brother making it, he getting rich.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
You gonna start rapping.
Of course.
Because it's gonna be an easy transition for you. Be like, hey man, I just want to make an album. He gonna say, all right. And then back then everyone was selling.
Yeah.
Especially if you was on a popular label, everyone was going platinum.
Are you honest with your brother?
Oh yeah.
You're honest with your brother.
Me in particular?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you hear him rap, you let him do a few songs, and you how do you go about telling Silk the Shocker that this might not be it?
I mean, I've told my real brother for years I thought he was trash. It took for him to hit a certain level for me to be like, okay, now this is, to me, that's being a better sibling than
for
than
sure.
Lying and,
for sure.
And just also, you can still be encouraging.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Keep going. But if you really don't see it sometimes, you got to be like, you got a lot more work to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna go down this route.
But also they might not have truly known that it was bad.
No. I mean, it depends on what they have to go off of.
That's what I'm saying. If they gotta go off Master P, they might not have known it was bad. Because Master P wasn't that good. He was a great businessman. Right. Not the best. Like, Baby was a great business. Maybe not a great businessman. But
for himself.
But rapping, he's kind of regular.
And that's the thing about motivating people.
Yeah.
Like, what if you motivate people the wrong way?
Explain. What do you mean?
Like, what if you motivate somebody in the wrong direction?
Oh, you know, like,
if something isn't really their calling.
But you're motivating
them. But they're saying, I'm going to go all in on this. Yeah. But deep down, you know.
Yeah.
Man.
Because you never know.
You never know.
But sometimes you kind
of
know.
But you also don't want it to come off as hate.
Sometimes, it's not hate.
That's what I'm saying. It's not hate, but you don't want it to feel like I'm hating on you. But I'm...
You know, I...
Because you look at it like this. Whenever you start something new, most of the time you're going to be trash at the beginning.
Right.
And then you got to get better. So...
I'm talking about the person that you don't see progression.
Yeah.
You don't see like the... Like, you just don't see it.
Yeah,
you just don't.
But
like
what's
it.
The timeline of don't seeing it? Huh? What's the timeline and not seeing it?
I say 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. I mean, it's difficult depending on how much you see that person. Now, if this is your friend, you see him every day. You know, you do got to give him more time.
Yeah,
because you're just hearing him every day. Yeah, but if you don't see this person all the time, and each time you run into him over the course of
it's not
two
good.
Years, 3 years, it's just like, damn. This shit got worse.
It got worse.
Shit got worse.
But you could tell they're extra motivated.
Yeah.
They're reading, you know, the law of attraction.
Yeah.
They doing all the positive.
It depends how close this person is to me. If you ain't that close, then it's like, I don't need to be just shooting your shit down.
Yeah,
I don't know you that well. And you may.
Of course.
But if I know you well.
That wouldn't be your place if you don't know them that well.
Yeah.
But I'm saying for a person you
But if they ask, though. But if they ask for my honest feedback.
Yeah.
Then I may have to be.
And there's a way to do it. It's like, you know.
It's not for me.
It's not for you. But everybody know that means, nigga, you not good.
Everybody don't know that.
Well,
no. Some people just
I feel like that's universal for, all right, maybe I need to just adjust some things.
No, sometimes it could be a little murky when you say not for me.
Because
it could be like, it's not for me, but I recognize it's good.
It's good.
Like, because it could be like a certain type of music I don't necessarily like, but I know that the people who like it will.
But if you don't think it's good and it's not for you, how do you still tell me it's
you
not for
you?
You
know what I do?
Yeah.
I press record and walk away.
That's good. I don't have anything. That's good. He got me. That's good. That's solid.
Yeah.
I'm actually really mad. That's really good.
That nigga
blindsided me. That's funny. So I guess I should stop doing these fucking questions. That's it. Oh, shit. But nah, it's real. That nigga caught me off guard, nigga. Shit.
I went to go look at my phone.
Oh, yeah, this shovel. He threw me off. But I seen a video with this guy talking about his friend. He said, it was a recording. He was like,
chill.
He was like, yo, bro. It was so funny. It was like, yo, bro. I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time. You not good, fam.
Who told you that?
It was a dude. He was talking about his friend rapping. And he was like, all right. He was like, I've been wanting to make this for a long time. And I don't know what other way to do it, but to put it in video form. He said.
He recorded.
Yeah, he recorded. He was like, because I don't know how to tell my nigga to his face. I love him, dog. He was like, I love this dude with all my heart, man. He was like, but bro. Stop rapping, man. You not good, man.
Yeah,
he was like, I love you, man, but every time you come on, I be wanting to tell you, like, stop, bro, stop. And I was laughing so hard.
Wait, Buddy was there?
No, he was making a video for him because Buddy wasn't there. He was like, just stop
That's
doing
hilarious.
What you do. He was like, I don't know what other way to tell you because if I'm in your face, we might fight. We honestly might fight because I'm going to give it to you straight. These other people ain't going to tell you, bro. Like, I done been in cars with people. They turn off your music, man, and I agree with them. He said, I agree. It's not good,
saying,
bro.
Man, it's too many rappers out here, man. It became like a weird disease. Everybody just want.
But the more bad rappers you let in, gives the bad rappers hope.
Yeah, man. But that's what I'm saying. We got to stop motivating, man. We
gotta stop motivating.
Like, you gotta stop motivating these people, man.
That is funny.
Maybe unless you really are cut differently, you can't. You know. And you got some rappers that be coming in like, I know I'm the greatest. Like, I know I'm the greatest. Yeah. And you just listen. You like. Nah, man.
And man. It's just like you just you not, bro.
You just ain't got it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know,
and it's okay to ain't got it.
It's okay. I mean, you have just other things. Your passion. You got to find something else.
I was just watching a video this past weekend where one of my friends, she was on her YouTube. She was saying how when she came to LA, and we all know her, but. When she came to LA, she was in front of the camera. That's what she thought she wanted to do. But within like the past 2-3 years of here, she was like, purpose has switched. You know, either A, she might have felt like that just she wasn't as good as she thought it she right. was in front of the camera, mm-hmm. or she B, just really found passion behind the camera or wherever. And so she ended up moving. She moved back, or she moved to Atlanta, and it's like it's okay to come test the waters of stuff. Definitely. And then get the fuck out. But mm-hmm. like you said, but if that person is wrong, motivating you in the wrong direction, or people are motivating you in the wrong direction, you look up, you 50 outside of Cheesecake Factory trying to sell me a mixed CD.
Yeah, man.
And I felt bad for Buddy when he did that. And I was like, man, he really out. And it's like, you can't tell nobody to give up on their dreams, but you also can tell somebody to give up on their dreams.
But it's not like giving up on your dreams. It's like, you know, just find stop. A different. You just gotta stop, man. Go,
shift your like, dreams. You know what? Dreams have different portions of the. There's different portions of the dream.
Really, like it becomes their dream because they just see it so much. Like it's like, you know,
what it is their dream.
But how can I explain this? I just feel like we have so much access to information nowadays. Yeah. Like everything just seems more obtainable.
Yeah.
Which does desaturate the market of whatever you want to be in, right? Mm-hmm. So like, you know, now that you can get on more quicker, like you can create your own YouTube, you can create whatever. You know, that allows anybody to get on, right? Which means the quality of people going on is going to go down a little bit. You're going to get a lot more of the people that are doing shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's why people have to focus on their craft. Like, as long as you focused on your... If you're not worried so much about people got to hear me.
People got to
know who I am. People got da-da-da-da. If you focus... If you get so good at what you do...
Like, on the actual craft.
You will get noticed.
Yeah.
It's not going to go... People are going to legitimately... And it's going to be different from, hey, how do you think this is? And people are going to be like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be like, yo, man, you really talented.
Okay.
You are really talented at what you do.
Okay.
Like nothing else matters beyond that, in my opinion. I mean, yes.
I'm about to say it has to matter, but it has to because if they're not getting any, like, even though, yes, you are talented, but if it's not resonating,
I'm saying by that time, it will resonate.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
If you keep getting better and better at your craft, and that means you're really studying. Who's good out there?
Got you.
Because you don't need to ask somebody how do you think if you're just comparing yourself to the greats.
To the greats, yeah, yeah.
How are you compared to them?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like that goes for rapping, painting, singing, comedy,
everything.
Everything. You know what I'm saying? Like or whether you're just a lawyer or whatever, you look at your greats, you look at the history, and be like, oh shit, this is real talent. Yep. Like this
Two
is what.
Things.
Go ahead.
One, when you're talking about switching dreams, when we're actually dreaming, sometimes our dreams just switch like that. So that's already giving us a sign sometimes. But once you say that, switch it up. Two, what would you say to someone who told us that?
Who told us what?
We should switch our dreams.
I would. I always listen to people when if it's a genuine thing. If I could see this person, okay, this person has taste, or this person has is obviously successful in their craft, or if it's similar to ours or whatever. Yeah. I'm always just paying attention.
Yeah,
but it just depends on you.
We had a measurement. You know what I'm saying? Like even though, you know, first year. We ain't have a thousand. We didn't have 60,000 subscribers, but within the 2-year gap, like we was videos was
it's
almost
hard to
hitting.
Tell somebody stop when they see growth.
Well, a lot of bad people see growth.
And that's true. Yeah,
that's
true.
But that's what we're talking about too. But some people, it's the ones that last have talent though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, ones that continue on, you can get hot real quick. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what some people hope for, like lottery.
Some people,
I can
get
hot real quick, and I can make a flip big it and hit do, single, and just I'll be good. I'll go on tour, or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Everything, Liddy, I like it when it's hot.
There you go. So I just feel like, you know, the talent's always going to keep you. If somebody told us that, you just got to show what the evidence is. You know what I'm saying? If I go to somebody and tell them, yo, this ain't good right now.
Right now.
Maybe you're getting better, but how long have you been doing this?
Well, yeah. Oh, you've been y'all doing didn't it 3 years. That's why.
Well, how have you been making any money off of it? Or have you been, have you got your foot in the door? Or how's other music sound? How much music have you? You got to take all that into account. How hard are they working? How, you know what I mean? Like, how long have they been doing it? Is there any
progress? So it's not just one variable. Yeah, it's not just one variable.
You know what I'm saying? If you see, if I saw Waka Flocka, right? And if he would have first came to me, I would have been like, no, I don't see this. But guess what? He kept going. He got a big hit. Yeah. And he kind of got better as time went on. Because whether he's working with the right people, whatever, he was able to continue making more hits.
Now he vegan,
and so that doesn't mean so. And now he vegan, trying to be president, whatever the fuck is he doing? But you know, that's to say, like, okay, I didn't see that, but it could still happen, right?
Yeah,
it could still, you know, somebody could still. I think, you know, I take myself as a person. I think I have good taste, at least in films or something like this, and some music, but. That's somebody I would have missed out on. But now I could look back and be like, yo, I see why another audience would like him. He's a turn-up guy. People want to jump around in the club now at that moment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And all that. So it's a lot to take into account.
I do want to hear your Valentine's Day story. Because I know I got to hear it because I know it's funny.
All right. So
did you see Master P?
Duh. That would be wild. That would all right. Be
crazy. So Valentine's Day morning comes up. My girl tells me reach under. She got me a comic book. I was happy about that.
That's cute.
I said, all right, you know, tonight I take you out. We're going to do simple stuff. We go to a movie. We get some dinner. Yeah. All that.
You going to throw on the back of the bike?
On the handlebars.
On the handlebars.
I don't know if her tank can handle my bike seat. It took me months to get used to.
Female tanks be tender.
Yeah, right. But so you know, we end up going to see Off Top. Now I had gotten some money in that day, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I got some goods to take care of some things, especially this. So we went out to the theaters, go watch this movie, The Photograph.
What snacks y'all get?
And I got
can't skip this concession.
I got something. What'd I get? We definitely had some M&Ms.
Peanut
M&Ms.
Oh yeah.
Recliners or regular?
Recliners.
Oh yeah. Gotta get the recliners.
So yeah, we watched the movie. I leave the movie. Mm-hmm. We both finished. We walking out. Both. I don't know. We both thought the movie was trash. Mm-hmm. I was really disappointed in that movie, and not because of the actors. Obviously, Issa and Lakeith I thought were good, but there was just the directing of just like nothing happened to me. Nothing happened in the movie. I was just. But anyway, I was already PO'd about that. And so we end up going to dinner. We're eating at dinner, I'm like, all right. And so I order. We got some drinks. You get some food, and I was like, real quick, let me check my account real quick, just to check in. Y'all look at my account.
Yeah.
And let's just say my whole energy shifted. She went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And my energy shifted when I looked at my account.
Okay.
Because throughout this day, I guess. One, I missed something that was taken out. You know when that happens.
Okay.
That automatically takes out.
Okay, it's an automatic.
And then two, not realize, okay, how much I've spent throughout this moment, up to this moment.
Yeah.
And I'm so at the table now.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of distraught.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. I'm looking down. I'm looking down.
You like roll my head with that call.
Yeah. Just like
and
me.
I'm just looking down like. And she comes back to the table now. And she asked me, "What's wrong?" And In my head, I'm like, I can't say nothing. You know, this is just ruining evening.
Yeah.
I just said, it's nothing. I'm all good. She presses. She said, no, I could tell something's wrong. Like, as soon as I left, it came out. I'm like, it's nothing. No, don't worry. Because it's not like I had enough money to take care of the rest of the evening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it just was not what I expected. It's not what you expected.
Yeah, yeah.
To look like at that moment. And yeah. I got so in my head. And then, so I'm just looking at my empty plate. I'm just looking.
You should have said what you should have said. Cam told me he saw Silk the Shock. I just wish I was there.
Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
The waitress, you know, my girl asked me. She's like, you know, let's just share a drink before I looked at my. She's like, let's just share a drink. I don't even want too much to drink. I was like, all right, cool, whatever. So we, you know, I order a drink. It one of these big margaritas that we could both share. And while I'm looking down, I see the waiter brings out two of them.
Oh.
And so I'm like, okay, I just paid for an extra goddamn fucking drink. She said we needed one, and they gave me two, and now they expect me to pay for this shit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Not seeing that this other fee got out my
fucking one.
So all this is happening in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
All this happened in my head. And she's like, just tell me what's wrong. So I said, you know, it was just a little money something. That was the situation.
I would have said my period.
My period.
I should have said that.
Period.
That's what happened. So I just said, you know, it's just money. It's just a situation got to me for a second. She was like, oh, okay. Next thing you know, it's quiet at the table.
Silence and looking off.
I'm like, I should have never said nothing. I should have fucking never said nothing.
I don't know why you said that.
Because now she's upset.
Yeah.
And why would she be upset, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is a girl that's, you know, I'm taking her out this one Valentine's Day.
Nigga, you know what happened?
What?
You told her that?
What?
You had press record and walked away. She just walked away.
I should have. But look. So she gets upset now. And I know this is where it's going. And this is why I said I should have never said shit. Because she's starting to get upset because, well, we didn't do much. And now you get mad. You're treating me out just, you know, after... You know, being such a wonderful person, obviously. But
Now
she's like, in her head, she's like, oh, I'm mad I spent money on her.
Oh, nah, that's not it.
You see what I'm saying?
So
I didn't, not that I knew that at that moment, but I just felt that energy starting to grow right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, we got back to the crib and
but you just bust open that comic
and I started fucking up a little more because I was tipsy, so when we in the car I started falling asleep.
Duh.
So by the time we get back to the crib, she's walking back upstairs. We walk into the crib and I'm just like, oh fuck,
I know,
Valentine's Day.
Oh, just, yeah.
2020 has been destroyed right now. So we walk back into the crib.
I'm falling asleep.
I'm about to go smoke one outside, and I come back in. Can we talk? And I said, okay. And I'll just leave it at that. That's where. Just beyond that, you know.
It's just the talk.
I took it as a man. I just sat there. I was like, you right.
Yeah.
Now
I want to know more after we get off the podcast.
I could have done better in my situation. I could have done better.
Now let me ask you this. Was there supposed to be more after this dinner? Or no?
No, it was going to be dinner, movie, and then we might have gone to like an event afterwards. But it wasn't like
nothing. Like
so you didn't end up going to that event, obviously.
No, we just drank.
But if you never would have told her, would you have gone to that event?
No, I don't think you know what? I wanted her to have a great day. That's all I wanted. And that's why I didn't want to say
that. Yeah,
that's why I fucked up. I said something.
You said something, but
especially
you also,
when it's financial,
you also like, let the energy shift.
Yes.
And automatically a woman, their senses are heightened, so she gonna feel it immediately.
Right. So I take full responsibility for that.
Yeah.
You know, I could have blamed the whole world, everything under the sun, but I just said fuck it.
No, let me ask the important questions. Because you said it got quiet.
Yeah.
Now, did y'all get like a big dinner that's gonna take a while to eat? So you know it's gonna be a long.
No, let me ask you.
Do you eat faster when it's silence?
Oh yeah. You hear that clink, clink?
But because even after that moment of quiet, I'm still thinking about this motherfucking money. I'm like, how? And then she asked something at the tape. She was like, "Oh, are we still gonna get guac and chips?" And I just kind of. I looked at her with fear and anger and everything.
Listen, you didn't play it cool at all.
No. This I don't know what I was. I'm usually smoother than but that moment hit me so like
it hit you heavy because it's unexpected. That shit. It's
like when he had the stubble on his head. It wasn't smooth that day.
When it comes to finances, like it's hard for niggas. Like our ego, man. That shit. It is hard.
But you gotta understand, we are raised not just like us personally, but just men in general. Hunters, providers, be a man, take care of the family. When your dad leave, you're the man of the house now. Every time your dad go out of town, you the man of the house now.
Yep.
So, nigga, I'm too.
So we do have that that's stuck in our DNA.
So as soon as he seen that, because his mission was to make her have a good day, help her have a good day.
And I felt the negative thoughts creeping in too. Like, you know, they gotta create fucking Valentine's Day for this bullshit. put niggas in this situation.
You're gonna feel like that forever.
Usually, if you cool, if you got it, if that situation happened, you know, I would have been cool. You know what I'm saying? I like to treat my girl out especially on occasion, but. That threw my energy. I let that shit throw my energy off. And
it would have been funny if you looked around the restaurant and you made eye contact with other guys and they mouthed to you. It's all right.
We all
been there.
Wish some niggas would give me the black power for this.
Second margarita came. That's on me.
Right. You gonna need it.
Right.
You gonna need it.
Man, you ain't the first and you ain't the last.
That is hilarious, nigga.
And then another black couple walked in. In my head, I'm like, oh, here come the happy back couple.
And they sit right next to you.
They laughing, ha ha,
kikiing and shit. I'm like, I know this.
The lady saying, "This the best Valentine's I ever had."
Bet that nigga didn't get a withdrawal from his gift.
No, and that's the worst thing too. Man, listen,
dude, like, I'm swimming in money.
As a responsible adult. If anybody listens to this, the best thing you can do is go through your account and see what you got automatically going on.
Yes.
Because that shit will.
Yes.
It'll hit you at the worst time. Dog. And you'll be like, yo. It'll been a many days when a nigga be at the store, grocery store, anywhere, be happy, about to eat. And then you put that card in, but it's not working right now. You be like, I know I got money.
That,
like,
I'm grateful for that. Like, that's a very, like, at this point, if we would have ordered all that food and my card would have declined or something.
Oh, man.
That would have been terrible.
It hurts.
Like, yeah, I don't know if I can.
Definitely end the night.
Immediately.
You got to come out of her pocket. That's a silent ride.
Oh,
silent
right.
Well, no, not a silent dinner because y'all finished, but it's a silent ride.
But it's just like when you're not expecting it and you look in your account. And it's funny because like if you in the grocery store line and you put it in and say decline and you like, oh no, I know I got money, so let me just check my account real quick. Right. And you see that shit missing, they see you see that shit missing and he's like, oh, what do you have another card or something?
Happened to me one time, like it declined. I said, god damn, I'm using the wrong car. Let me go grab the other one out of the car.
Never came back.
And they know that trick, too.
They know that trick. We all did.
They had to put them groceries back. I ain't never come back in.
I think the last time that happened to me, I think I just walked out. Like, I didn't even say nothing. Sir, your car declined. Just walk out. I just left. There's no point in being there.
It's not a good feeling. So get them automatics in check.
Get your paper up.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Ah! That's what it's like to break a bad habit. I get it. We all get it. We've been there. But here's something that'll give you a breath of fresh air. It's not about giving up.
It's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. So listen up. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it? I got it. We got it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. You get it? I got it. We got it. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts for with magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety and all that type of stuff. Things I personally like about Fume. It comes with several different flavors. You put one in, you get that sweet, delicious taste that I personally like. How about the feel? You know, the fidgeting, the balance of it. It's just, you know, you want to do something with your hand sometimes. You just don't want to have it in your pockets or just hold it, you know, just stiffen out. You want to do something with it. Fume gives you a chance to do that. Plus, Fume just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so no more losing it. Stop treating it like your car keys and you forget it every time you leave the house. It's built for fidgeting in mind. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/trap and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use our code TRAP to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
All-Star Weekend happened in Chicago this past weekend.
I heard the game was good.
This is the first time I watched
dunk contest, 3-point contest, skills, yeah. And
everything was good this year. Everything was good.
Damn, the year I miss it.
Yeah, everything was good this year. And it, like, the skills contest was going back and forth. That was for the 3-point contest. I saw the latter half of the 3-point contest.
Who won the 3-point?
Buddy Hill.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, who is he from? Timberwolves?
Sacramento. He banged it.
And then the dunk contest was, yo. Gordon, right? Yeah.
Aaron Gordon.
And what's Buddy's name?
From the Heat.
I know his name. But they going back and forth. They had to have extra rounds, like two extra rounds.
Like they had a dunk off.
Yeah, they had a dunk off, like two extra rounds of a dunk off. It was nuts. But Eric Gordon
some
did
cool dunks.
Yeah. Gordon. Well, the one that had never been done in NBA history happened with Buddy from the Heat. He had a dude standing there. The dude threw it off the backboard. He jumped over dude head off the backboard, came through his legs, and dunked it.
Okay.
And that was the first time that had been done. And so that shit was crazy. Okay. I was like,
But the one Aaron Gordon did.
So I'm trying to see. So imagine the edge of the TV. So this the TV is the goal.
Okay.
So the goal is the. So that's the edge of the goal.
Okay.
So Aaron Gordon had somebody stand where you at.
Right.
Bounce it off there. This man. Like 360 one hands.
He caught it one hand, did 360 and dunked it. Like no,
that shit was
gripped it.
Beautiful.
He didn't like do two hands.
No.
One hand and grabbed that.
Like off wild. That alone, he should have won, but other buddy from he won.
Wow. Off the one.
Not
said
off the
before.
One. I think they gave the points was weird. Fucking everything was the point system was a little. They kept getting 50-50-50s, and then right. Like last round they gave like 3 9s and 2 10s and like 2 9s. It was kind of weird. And Chadwick Boseman was looking like a rooster.
He looked like a baby sloth.
Like a baby sloth.
The weirdest.
It was.
Everyone said he's playing Prince in the biopic.
That's what it looked like. The camera panned down to him. It looked like a woman. I thought it was a woman. I was like, oh, that's Chadwick Boseman.
That's hilarious.
So, but now you gotta see those. Now we'll show you. But that shit was crazy. So that was
okay, and then what's the other skills competition?
Yeah, the skills competition.
That
they
was
had,
good.
Yeah, that was good. You know, they got to throw the ball in the thing and drive the court, come back, shoot. That was good. But the All-Star game yesterday, that shit was good.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing about. I heard the format they changed it to worked out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Was that format just for this year because of the Kobe?
They might have changed the what was it like a 24 point. They give you 24 points
I know they was wearing 24 for Kobe and 2 for Gianna, but I think they had to go to the goal was to get to 157. I don't know what represented 157 exactly.
157 first or something,
but each quarter they scored it, but they did it by quarter. So first quarter LeBron's team won, second quarter Gianna's team won, I think third quarter LeBron, I can't remember, but when it got down to about the last 5 minutes,
yeah.
And that shit. They start playing for that shit. But it's always like that. But for some reason this year, it just felt like that shit was like niggas back and forth. It was last minute shit, but it was good.
I did like last year's performance better. J. Cole's performance better than Chance's performance.
Oh, yeah, Chance did perform. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
What did he perform?
You know, he did You Don't Want No Problems. You know, Wayne came out, and then he did, yeah, all his popular songs. I mean, he's from Chicago, so it made sense. Yeah. I think next year is here.
Did Wayne have a hat on when
he came out? Yeah.
No.
He didn't have a hat on?
Was his hair, bald?
Maybe his dreads are so wild, I thought he had a hat on.
Or it was one before. He performed somewhere the day before, too. One of them, he didn't have a hat on.
I think it was David. I could have sworn he had a hat, but he might not. But, yeah, them dreads is, you know, he bald up there. It's just.
Poor
Wayne. But, damn, I was about to say. Yeah, I think it's coming here next year. Either next year or the year after.
It was here 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago?
Yeah, when Nipsey dropped his album during All-Star.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's coming back here.
All the body mommies coming out.
You know, they out. They was in the Chicago freezing. Oh, yeah. Chicago was a little easier to get to for a lot of them, I think. You know, Miami was a stretch going to Super Bowl.
Right. There's so many there already.
Chicago, they could do that a little bit easier.
Flying to Chicago.
There's a lot of ones that don't want
to
deal with the cold.
Yeah.
If you willing to deal with cold, you know.
Cam said he said he thinks LeBron, I don't think he's going to do it, but he said he thinks LeBron should do the dunk contest the year he retired.
He got to.
I don't think he gonna do it.
Why not?
It just wouldn't.
It always used to be they say he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to risk unnecessary injury.
Yeah.
If it's your retirement season, it's your last. Do it.
But do you expect it to be the same, LeBron?
No.
He still be dunking.
Really, I don't expect it to be the same. He still be dunking. It's definitely not gonna be the same.
Yeah.
I think he gonna get beat. I do think he gonna get beat. Yeah. But it's gonna be entertaining.
Fine. It's gonna be very. It's gonna be entertaining. I bet you watch.
He should have done it more when he was younger, man. I hate that they don't. Once they get big, they all of a sudden they don't want to do that shit no more.
Cause Jordan, they was talking about because Jordan won when they, I forgot what year, 88, I don't forgot what year it was, but
he won like 3 in a row.
Yeah, but they was talking about the specific Chicago one that he won, and it was like, I think they said something about LeBron to do it, but if Zion would have been hurt.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see like a LeBron, Zion, Aaron Gordon, all that shit.
That would be
cool. Zion was supposed to be in the dunk contest, right?
No, but you just know they just, if you wanted him if you didn't know.
Yeah, if he wasn't hurt, I think they would have won. Yeah, I think next year probably he'd do that.
He should definitely do it.
Because he dunks me. But even Buddy from the Heat, he was looking mean. Like he was like that.
Light.
That shit was good.
Dunk with attitude.
Dunk with attitude.
DWA.
DW dunk with attitude.
Anybody interesting out in the crowd?
Anybody, I mean it was Chance.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. So, yeah, Chance was there, Queen Latifah, you know what I'm saying? UNITY.
Yeah.
I forgot who else that was there. You know, for a long time, I didn't, like, All-Stars have been born for, like, a couple years. And then, I think last year was good, and then, like, this year was really good. So, maybe they starting to just try to put a little bit more entertainment. Because sometimes I'm just like, All-Stars kind of, I used to think people just went for the festivities around it, like if it's in LA.
I feel like All-Star is probably more popping in person
probably
rather than where Super Bowl is honestly probably better
watched on TV. I can see that. So you saying like if you go to All-Star you'd be around the festivities, it's like a little bit more
a little more like things to, I mean the Super Bowl would definitely have that too, but you get to enjoy, I don't know, something about just watching it on the screen. You get those commentators and stuff. A basketball game, I mean, it's just so live because it's so back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's live enough there.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you want to watch it in person.
Bro. Yeah, makes sense. This nigga Mike out back dressed like a dad.
Dad.
What's this Tupac Alive thing going on here?
Yeah, so this guy is making a film talking about Tupac being alive and reenacting how he escaped the hospital because he said, this is information from close friends and family, that Tupac is living in New Mexico on a Navajo reservation. He said that, well, he's laughing. He said that Tupac was aware of the hit on him and put a body double in that car. And escaped.
He put a body double.
Then why was he at the hospital?
That I don't know, sir.
He put a body double.
But yet he escaped from the hospital.
There's, you know, Suge Knight, a couple years ago, when he was doing an interview, said that Tupac walked out of the hospital. And okay. Then, you know, Suge Knight's son once said that Tupac is living in Malaysia. But they saying this one makes more sense because, you know, FBI can't come on reservation without permission. So he just been living there since 96. And I'm just like, let's just go for it.
Let's go for it.
Say if he is alive.
Let's go for it.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
At this point.
Yeah, like, leave him alone.
If he never going to come back out, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Just leave him be. But
what's him coming crazy. Back out ain't going to do nothing. It's going to be big.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Ain't nobody going to hear that.
But ain't nobody.
It will be huge because that'll be the interview. That, you going to watch that.
Yo, you going to watch the interview watch for sure. Interview. That's
the interview? Yeah.
That's all you want.
That's all you want.
I'm just saying, music, I'm like, to drop an album or something.
Honestly,
he's not going
to
come back.
Honestly, he can do the interview and then go back to New Mexico. Yeah,
like, I want the interview more than music. I had music.
Yeah,
I still got music. So I don't need music. I just want to. Why did you do it? How did you do it?
Yeah.
How was it all these years?
Why? What? Like, what?
Like, what are people's fascination with it? Still,
he's Black Jesus, I guess.
They're just so fascinated in him being alive. It's like you can't accept that he died. You know, and it's just like, why do they keep doing these stories? Like, it just doesn't. It don't make sense.
I watched the trailer.
Yeah, it looked good.
Wrong.
That shit looked bad, didn't it?
It looked like Silk the Shocker should have been.
Oh, it looked bad. It looked okay. Bad.
You just press record.
I'm not watching this, but
yeah.
It just looked bad.
Yeah.
And that's what made me want to talk about it. I thought, watch out. It just looked bad.
Like, what made it look bad? Just
the acting, the narration, the choice of graphics, just everything just looked
bad. I just think every race has that one, like white people have Elvis.
Yeah.
That, you know, oh, he's alive. Or,
I never heard that.
I see that. I never heard that, yeah.
You never heard people say, oh, Elvis is still alive? They have a bunch of those conspiracies.
Oh, no. Nah.
Like, Elvis is alive. It's same with Tupac. It's the same thing. And they do that with just, you know, celebrities. We just find somebody attached to when they die in any type of weird way where their life was taken.
Look, here's the thing. It's not unbelievable. Like, take out the whole... All the new wherever he's at. This is the fact that if you went through everything he was going through, and it was just maybe just done with it, say fuck it. I just go and just live a peaceful life.
Yeah,
you can imagine that after getting shot twice. You could imagine that. Someone just like, I'm
it's not far fetched.
But then all the stuff they saying, you know,
because even after watching the what's the movie on Netflix with your boy. What's that?
Marriage Story?
Nah. with Deadpool. With
Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, Ryan. 600
Yeah. Because that was like they fake deaths and, you know what I'm saying? So it's possible, but it just.
Honestly, what it really was. I know what it really was. It's the Machiavelli album. Because, you know, that whole he faked his death. So
he
once,
talked about it so much.
So once that came and then he died, people were like, okay. He ain't really. I think if he never made if that album was named something else, I don't think it would be all these conspiracies. Maybe. Honestly,
I mean, but he always talked about, you know, that life after death and Illuminati, all this.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. People need to get off this fascination with Tupac.
They honestly
he's gone.
Do.
He's great while he was here. He's gone.
Let the man live in New Mexico.
Next week, breaking news: Tupac is coming back for an interview.
Oh, everybody
gotta watch it.
That shit.
Gotta watch it.
Tupac was once again killed by a bow and arrow from a Native American. The mystery is unsolved of which Native American this was. We'll go on another 20 years speculating.
But speaking of teasers and trailers, this week has just been great for me for everything I love. Wes Anderson dropped a trailer, which I'm excited about.
That looked good.
Anytime
I gotta watch
he drops some movie.
Yeah, that looked good.
You didn't see it?
Mm-mm. The Wes Anderson one?
Yeah.
The shots.
Shots look great.
The shots.
Only one I really saw was the Batman joint.
And the teaser. That was a teaser. Yeah. And that was just exciting with the music in the background.
Now, bias aside, which I've said this before, I like the movies. I'm a Batman fan of the movies. This is the first time I got excited.
Why'd you get excited?
It just looked. I think
because there was nothing about. There was nothing in the trailer.
Cam called me. Cam called me and told me it's really nothing. So I was like, all right, well, let me. I mean, he said the drums and stuff sounded. So I was like, all right, let me watch it.
The music sound nice.
But I stopped and I looked at it and I was like, dang, I'm getting the feeling of it. So like, I was getting my almost like I would with Marvel. I was like, it was exciting. I don't know if it's because it's a new Batman.
Because you know it's confirmed now. It's coming. So yeah, you know, you hear about it and all these casts. But now once you see that, it's like, all right.
And the red looked cool, and I was like, it looked cool. I
trust in that director, man. That dude did Planet of the Apes, all the Planet of the Apes movies.
That was a very underrated, great trilogy.
That's a phenomenal trilogy.
I don't hear people talk about it like that. That was a phenomenal. That's hard to do trilogies.
Yeah.
And that was a great trilogy.
That was a great trilogy.
I think it's going to be tough.
And this is, I asked Cam because I wasn't sure. This is the one that Catwoman's going to be in.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
A bunch of people. Catwoman, who else?
I think.
Riddler? Was it Riddler?
Who's the main villain?
His name Penguin, I think.
Penguin?
Oh, yeah. That's when it was supposed to be Jonah Hill. I'm mad that was.
Oh, that would have been so cool. Tight.
Yeah, they casted, what's his name?
Hill Jonah?
I always remember him as he played a bullseye in the Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck. Yeah. He had that thing on his head. What is his name?
Affleck.
I only watched that movie once.
What, Daredevil?
Yeah, it was only worth watching once.
Yeah.
It was trash.
But that's going to be. But I really think that, man, I think. Who do we say that could have played Riddler?
Jim Carrey.
I mean, of course,
Jim Carrey, Johnny Depp, and then we said if you want to go black, Lakeith.
That's interesting.
That's a good.
That's pretty interesting. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Lakeith as Riddler.
Do you think they will?
I could really see that.
You think they will just always continue to reboot Batman, like do Spider-Man, and so you think that's just going to be a thing? It's going to always reboot.
Yeah. You got to.
Gotcha.
That's the biggest problem.
But why though? Why do you have to?
It's just a huge IP. Everybody loves Batman. It's like James Bond. Like, I mean, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's behind it. We want to see Batman.
Gotcha.
We love Batman.
Gotcha.
And DC just suffered because Birds of Prey did trash.
I was asking. I was going to mention that.
Birds of Prey or the Harley Quinn movie.
That sound funny. What's that?
I didn't see that. I ain't know nothing.
Yeah, because it's kind of with Suicide Squad.
Movie. Like, it's actually pretty good, but they say it just nobody wants to go watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they called it Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of Harley Quinn. That's a lot of words for a title.
It's a lot of words.
And I just don't think people
care.
Yeah. I mean, you don't got Joker in it.
Yeah.
You don't got Will Smith from Suicide Squad, saying, box office
saying that what are we, some type of Suicide Squad?
What are we? Right. I hated that line so much. And then you don't have Batman in it.
Yeah, there's nothing.
So it was just like a bunch of new characters with Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, and
you don't really know nothing.
She ain't like movie stars ain't movie stars like that anymore. She definitely ain't like the top of the list.
Movie stars ain't movie stars like that no more.
Yeah, you know, they're not as like the biggest draw.
Oh,
like,
gotcha.
People ain't just, you know, Will Smith might be the last of the dying breed of movie stars.
You don't
like
The Rock is a big draw?
Well, The Rock, yeah.
The Rock is a big draw.
But he's like a different phenomenon.
Yeah, but, you know, as far as just the people that are just in regular act, Denzel. You know what I mean? Like people like this. Even Leo, I mean, to some extent, was that and probably still kind of that, but it's like, you know, movie stars just ain't like they used to be.
You know what's funny,
like in 1930s, 40s,
I kind of agree with that. It's like more, it's shifted to directors now. When a director's coming out with something, draw. So like James Cameron comes out, no matter who playing in that, it's James Cameron.
Exactly. It's not like back in the day we had, like, even action, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger and
Tom Cruise.
We had Tom Cruise. You got Rocky, Sylvester Stallone. You had all these big guys. Like, they're always the movie.
Do you think social media has something to do with that?
Wesley Snipes, huh?
Social media even the playing field?
Probably. You know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, back then, those were the big stars. That's it. That's all you had to focus on. Now, so many stars.
And you only seen them when it was that time to really see them, like red carpets or, you know, the actual
movie.
They
weren't as accessible.
Yeah.
And then you know, and then there's just a lot more jobs now. People try to say there's not more jobs. There's a lot there's a bunch more. Of jobs. Like streaming services. We watch people, we fall in love with shows on Netflix just because, and we'll fall in love with those stars, even though nobody else would know who they are.
Yeah.
You might see him in a movie, be like, oh, that's my dude from such and such.
Yeah.
But people be like, who? Like, you know, but everybody's watching a show that's like that. You don't know, you know these people, but they're not famous to anybody else necessarily, except for their audience.
Yeah.
So,
I was about to ask you something about the Harley Quinn. I don't remember about that movie. Oh, no, no. When I was.
I just want to see her naked.
Yeah. I'd see that. Yeah.
Well, you know, Will Smith, that almost broke up their marriage.
Harley? I mean, when Margot Robbie and him did Focus.
Oh, yeah. You saw them pictures where they were like in photo booths together.
Yeah,
half his shirt off.
I forgot about
almost
that.
Almost all over each other. Well, oh, yeah. He was definitely hitting that.
She's a decent looking white girl. When I was going to Memphis, I sat beside this dude, and he was saying he was flying back to Memphis where he lives. So I asked him what he does. He said he a DP. And I got his name in my phone. But so I was like asking what he worked on. He said, well, the last thing, he was like, I just came for a meeting about he was like, because I'm DPing on the next G.I. Joe, the reboot.
Oh, shit.
So he's DPing on the reboot. And he said the last project he had just worked on was John Wick 3. Nigga, we got to a whole kind of, I said, yo, that shit. He was like, that's probably one of the best projects he ever worked. Because it was just like, even him being there, he didn't know how. Editing wise, cut wise, because anybody, if you haven't seen John Wick 3, go watch that. That action in there is wild. That's just wild.
All three of that action is wild.
But he's like, even then, he's like, even when they was doing the dog scene and stuff like that, of course, being there shooting it is great. But he was like, but once we sat back and watched it, he was like, it's incredible. So then he said he had met to do something with the Harley Quinn movie. But it didn't end up happening. And we saw the trailer come on when we was watching the TVs on the plane. And he was like, it's not gonna be good. It's not gonna do good. He's like, I just know it's not gonna do good. He was like, it's just one of those things. I just know it's not gonna do good. He said, and after being on DP and on so many projects, you kind of start to see a rhythm of how these movies work. And he was like, that's not gonna. He's like, I just know it's not gonna do good. Damn, but man, I think this G.I. Joe reboot's gonna be cool. He's like, I think they're going a little bit darker.
That's all I care for. One point is a child. G.I. Joe toys.
I don't know why it never did anything for me.
I like the cartoon. Yeah, the
cartoon and the action figures was my life.
Yeah,
it was that Batman and Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I never liked Ninja Turtles. Batman, the animated series, I was in too heavy.
Ninja Turtles was incredible. Yeah.
You had a question about, before we get out of here, you had a question about the video game.
Because Sonic just came out.
How'd it do?
It actually did pretty good.
Okay.
It did pretty good. I think it's 57 million.
Okay.
Opening weekend. But, you know, people still saying, you know, it's still just a stupid movie. But what do you think will be the first good video game adaptated movie?
You know what I thought about? Well, as soon as you said that. So what's the...
adapted.
What's the movie? It's not coming to me with the chase movie, Desert. Mad Max.
Mad Max, yeah.
You remember Twisted Metal?
Oh yes! Oh, in that style,
ooh, I think that'd be a cool movie in that style. But
I feel like it'll be just Purge. Purge and it was all through the street. That's what
it could.
Some metal will feel like.
I
used to love playing that with that clown
cars,
truck.
Essentially, right?
Yeah, it was just
Twisted Metal's all about the vehicle.
The vehicle, and you shoot.
It'll feel like Twisted Metal and that zombie shit we watched on Netflix. Remember when that episode with the car, they were trying to skip that truck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was that again?
That was something called Dark or something.
Black something.
Black Dark. It was Black something.
Yeah, yeah.
Black Summer or
Black Summer.
I kind of could see Twisted Metal. I thought about Killer Instinct because that's like Mortal Kombat.
Those don't never work.
Those don't work.
Don't work, man.
What's you got to do something like you said. Like what I was thinking of. I don't know if y'all remember Sub-Zero on Nintendo. Super Nintendo Sub-Zero. F-Zero. Sorry. F-Zero.
F-Zero.
The car,
yeah, but they look like almost like spaceships. Yeah. That was playing on Super
Nintendo.
That
would be that okay.
Stuff
cool.
like that, you can adapt to shit because it's futuristic. Because
they tried Rampage.
Yeah, all that stuff, it's too Mortal Kombat, you can't make that into a movie.
Even though they about to do another one, but...
Yeah, they're going to do another one, and it's probably going to fail. Like, even the story-based ones, like Assassin's Creed, they tried to... That failed, though.
I didn't know.
They did that?
Oh, yeah, they did do that with Michael Fassbender.
Fassbender. And they said that was trash.
But,
like,
so Army
not
movies...
Not even the story-based. The story's laid out for you. Yeah, I want a Metal Gear Solid movie.
That's what
I'm
about to say.
I just feel like they just going to fuck it up. Like, I don't see them doing good.
I did as a child, like the Super Mario movie. Like, that could lend to a movie. But, and then, you know, because it is an adventure.
It depends on all about who's the director, who's the, like, that could...
It gotta be beloved. First, the game has to be really beloved.
I think Metal Gear Solid would do good. I feel like it would do good, but I see what you're saying. Like, they feel like they, even though it is laid out, they still wouldn't...
Like, but what are they actually gonna do? Because, like, Metal Gear Solid would be like John Wick. Like, yeah, what are they gonna do?
It'll
to make
be like
that
them war movie. Like, it was, I don't know.
I can't see that being an interesting movie. Like, I just don't see it.
I don't know. I don't necessarily see it either.
Could you do Ready to Rumble?
The boxing?
Ready to Rumble
with that fro?
With that fro boxing?
007.
I mean, yeah.
You got that. Could any of the war games, or is it just going to be a
Duty?
War movie? Yeah,
like, it'd be a war. I mean, it's going to work. I think it's going to work.
It'll be a gimmick.
But why would it work? Like,
it's like Cam said, it's going to be a gimmick.
You're going to call this Call of Duty. It's
all right, Grand Theft Auto?
War.
Could that be a gimmick?
Yeah.
Like, what
like Vice City.
Vice City?
It's Scarface.
Yeah, it is Scarface.
Like, what you going to do? It's a gimmick. That's a gimmick, too. Grand Theft Auto movie. What's that mean? Like
Red Dead Redemption? Is it Western?
That's a Western movie.
But yeah, that's easier to be done than Grand Theft Auto. Or you can see the storyline, a Western. But like Grand Theft Auto, I don't know what you're going to do.
No, I mean, you just got to take one of the Grand Theft Auto stories.
Yeah, like this today. Like one of the stories.
Which is the one that's the most memorable one?
All three of them are good. I don't remember. That's what I'm saying. They're good.
I think they're good.
I always like them.
Yeah.
I don't know them stories to be like, yeah, that'd be a movie.
Could you do Crash Bandicoot? That's kind of...
You know what? I think you can make
you
that cool.
Crash Bandicoot? Yeah. It'd be a kid movie.
An animated one?
Yeah.
Like, the two movies that come to mind when I think of video game movies aren't even video games. They're like Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
To me, was like a perfect video game type of movie. And then another one that hit on it was Wreck-It Ralph. Which was like a video game.
Ready Player One was kind of that.
Low key with the new reboot Jumanji.
But that wasn't a game.
I know it was, but it wasn't. But they kind of went video game, and then it
did. It is that style.
And
it would have been a perfect
if it was a real video game. Yeah.
First, but I just can't. They tried one of these. What's it called? Warcraft, I think. Didn't they make a movie?
They made a movie, Warcraft?
With those green goblin creatures with their teeth being this long?
Yeah, because Zoe Saldana was in it, right? Or was that on the other video game?
What's her name? I think Paula Patton was in it.
What's the video game? Was it Warcraft they made a movie out of?
With the green goblin people, whatever.
Oh, they did Battleship. That's a board game, huh?
No, it was on Warcraft.
No, I'm just saying. I just thought about it because Rihanna.
Was that Rihanna? Was that the Rihanna movie?
Yeah, it was Rihanna.
Yeah. It's just like, why can't they get it right, man?
Yeah.
Because it don't just lend to a movie.
Yeah,
like, it's good for what it is. Yeah. Like, you can't.
Even Sonic, I was just like, what are you going
to
tell us?
I don't care to see that. Like,
Sonic.
I don't want to see a Sonic movie. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Madden.
With the hit stick, Blitz.
You can do career mode.
Like all the Mortal Kombat, Street Fighters, you can see where it lends to all these characters, but it just never works.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme tried.
I got hope.
Mario should be an easy one. I mean, it should be. It's about two guys gonna save a princess.
Two Italian niggas.
A plumber.
And that's what makes
two Italian plumbers.
That's why I like how they did the movie. They didn't really go video game like what we used to. They just went modern day of that time, and like they trying to save someone. Which
I think it would be dope if they did side scroller. Like if they did the movie parts, like movie yeah. parts, but then when it went into the action, the camera went to the side like the video game.
Oh, when
the like screen where they just go across. And then that'd be fun.
Like, if anyone could do it, I think that's the one you try to do again.
Yeah.
It got
I can see Mario happening again.
People will be excited.
I kind of got some hope for Mortal Kombat.
I got one for you. I got one for you. Take it back to what was after? What was that Sega?
Sega Saturn?
No.
PlayStation? Super Nintendo?
Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Dreamcast had a game called Crazy Taxi.
I remember that. I remember Crazy
Taxi. I think it could be about a crazy, like, it could be one story so about this guy.
What, Robert De Niro?
That was a dark ass movie. Yeah. I'm just talking about like a fun movie that's like, this guy has to get from this point of the city to this point of the city in this cab. In under whatever minutes.
You're not watching
before
that.
Whatever happens.
You're not watching
it. You're watching
it. It could be really fun. Depending
on
who's directing.
It took you 2 years to see Us. You ain't going to the theater to watch Taxi. About getting to one
so
point to another
just
point.
Hyped, overhyped.
It was
I don't
good.
Know, man. I just did not.
You finally
it.
Watched it?
I finally it watched good. It and I was just disappointed. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah.
Some point. But good. I just remember like it got so corny at points and it just got like, what? Like some of the things didn't make sense to me at all. I don't know. It was weird.
Tripping. That shit was good.
I don't think it touched Get Out at all.
I like them both.
I mean, yeah, Get Out was a...
I thought Get Out was fantastic.
Yeah, for sure.
I like them both.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Make sure you... become a patron, patreon.com/comedytraphouse. Thank you for continuing to support, and we'll have those questions out to you, and we'll see you next week. We'll have another guest next week, so we'll be back at it. All right, y'all. Peace.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.